from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Daylight time will be.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Tuesday. It's your sports bros, Rob and Sook. I'm Rob. That's Big Sook right over there. At least I think.
Yeah, right here.
Oh, there he is.
Hey!
I am! We're having a good show.
Are we?
No. But, you know.
Yeah. As far as you know.
We just rolled, brother.
I love it, like, when bosses or someone's like, hey, how was the show today? Oh, it's fantastic, as far as you know.
Best show ever, as far as you know.
Don't worry about it.
You didn't listen.
Yeah.
I go out to pee during the breaks. There's not one person in our office listening to our show out there. Well, I had to squirt.
I'm watching volleyball. Although, I think this might be a replay. I was just watching volleyball not too long ago. The Olympics has become so weird in that I never set out to watch anything. Stuff's on.
Yeah. I don't like that they re-air events while there are also live events going on. I feel like it should either be all live or all taped. Yeah. But it's weird when you get events from earlier in the day, but also there are ones going on right now.
But I feel like a little kid and then I'm just being told that this is what I'm supposed to watch. Like, I don't seek anything out. I'm just like, oh, I'm just like here. It's like that Gold Channel. They're doing the Red Zone for the Olympics. Like, hey, I'm watching volleyball. And then volleyball might even be over. And then next thing you know, I'm like, I'm watching kayaking. I'm kind of getting bossed around right now, and I'm not gonna lie, I kind of like it. I like being told what to do.
All right, coming up here tonight on our show, we've got the Steed Cream Roper name game part due. Mm-hmm. College football edition. That's something that Buckley has put together. We'll get to that probably about 10 minutes or so, and we'll see if Sook knows his names.
Well, you and Sook, this is a team game.
What?
It's not just me.
Yeah.
You think you're getting out of this?
You guys together have to come up with a consensus, real or fake.
Nice try.
Okay. I'm in.
College football edition.
Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, you missed the baseball one.
I did. We also have...
You missed Johnny Dickshot.
Tonight in the club, the Sphere... We didn't get to this yesterday, but the Sphere is spending $80 million to show a movie.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of money.
Yeah. But apparently, this is the way they make a lot of money.
By spending $80 million?
Well, they...
You got to spend money to make money?
I guess they... Well, with the movie, you just get the movie, and you put it on, and you put it on every day, multiple showings. Every seat is hundreds of dollars.
Sure.
And it ends up...
just make your money back.
Adding up pretty fast.
All right.
But we'll tell you about the movie that they are trying to obtain for an immersive experience.
Oh, yes, the old immersive experience.
At the Sphere. Also, I have a new studyfinds.org study.
It's been a while since we've had a study from StudyFinds.
Perhaps this explains everything. And I mean everything.
Interesting. Well, now I can't wait. Let's go.
Right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh,
hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on the fan by Victorico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Online at victoricos.com.
Number five.
Well, Billy Bean has died.
Not that Billy Bean, though.
No, not the GM A's guy.
Yeah, I saw today when I logged onto Twitter all of the Moneyball clips, and I thought, oh my God, that Billy Bean died? Because I knew the other Billy Bean had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, and I was like, no, people just have the wrong Billy Bean.
There are two Billy Beans.
Yes.
What the f*** are you talking about?
This is the Billy Bean that was like a super high draft pick, and he kind of fizzled out.
Yeah, he's a former Major League Baseball player. He's best known because he was one of the first openly gay players in Major League Baseball.
Yes.
He played 7 years in the pros. He played a season over in Japan. And most recently, he spent time working with the league and its teams on inclusion, social justice initiatives, and player education for equality. He has passed away at the age of 60 due to the cancer.
Yeah, he battled it for like a year, so... Yeah, at one point though, like he was like a can't miss prospect.
I think he was the number two pick when Daryl Strawberry was number one.
I remember the Mets, because he worked with the Mets a little bit, but yeah, the Mets were going to take him, but then, like, they thought he was going to go to Stanford or something.
So yeah, that's right.
They passed.
Florida International's football stadium will now be Pit Bull Stadium.
Hells yeah!
It was not purchased by a pack of dogs, rather a music star named Pit Bull. Mm-hmm. 5 years, $1.2 million per year.
And he gets like a suite there. He gets to use the stadium like 10 times a year, which I'm assuming he's just going to host concerts and then that'll pay for the $1 million that he has to pay every year. But he'd kind of kick ass that he could do whatever you want with that stadium, right? You got the video board, just throw like a big party there.
He'll be known as well moving forward as the official entrepreneur of FIU Athletics. That's his new title.
Aren't you forgetting something as well?
Well, he's going to produce the team anthem.
North Dade Kia, anyone?
I believe it was South Dade.
Yeah. You got it wrong.
Yeah, they're shunning the people of North Dade. South Dade has the field rights.
Yeah, South Dade Kia is the proud owner of the field now. It will be South Dade Kia Field at Pit Bull Stadium.
Number three.
So
I love
weird.
That college football is for sale.
Patriots and Browns have framework in place for a Brandon Ayuk trade with the Niners. Cleveland is thought to include Amari Cooper and draft picks. New England's deal is Kendrick Bourne and picks. So we'll see what happens there. The Steelers and Commanders both were in on Ayuk and called, but no framework for a deal with either of those teams.
And Ayuk essentially has a no trade clause because... He can basically veto anything, saying that if you trade for me, I'm not showing up until you give me the contract I want. So he essentially holds a lot of cards here. And we talked about this. Brandon Ayuk is a really good player, but I think it says something that there are exactly two teams that are really involved in this.
Yeah.
And the offers aren't exactly like mind blowing. He is a nice player. He's better than a nice player.
Yeah, Kendrick Bourne.
But he's a good player that wants $30+ million a year. And yeah, it's hard to fit into frameworks. Just at this time of year when your roster is kind of set. But if you're San Francisco and you can make a swappy there for Cooper.
Yeah. No, that's a nice player.
Let's go.
Women's soccer semifinals. USA does it again. A thrilling 1-0 win over Germany in extra time. Sophia Smith with the goal.
We got all 40. The Portland Thorns own Sophia Smith.
Catapults the ladies into the gold medal match Saturday morning at 8 a.m. our time. They will meet Brazil, who knocked off Spain 4-2. Men's 1500 gold was won by Oregon grad Cole Hocker, set an Olympic record in the process. And American Gabby Thomas wins the 200-meter gold medal.
Love me some Gabby Thomas. Her story, if you haven't looked into it, it is badass. She has a degree in Harvard from neurobiology. She has a master's in public health at Texas, and she still works while training for the Olympics at a healthcare clinic in Austin. And
what,
by the way,
stud.
Runs really, really fast. And can I also say this? She's a hot.
She's pretty.
Yes, she is.
I'd chase her down.
I don't have enough room right now. I've got a lot of Olympic crushes that I'm dealing with right now. So it's getting hard to juggle all of them.
Number one.
I mean, it would suck if you hit on her and she just sprinted away from you.
Number one.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to catch her.
You just can't.
I wonder, am I faster on my bike than she is on feet, or would she still dust me?
I don't know. I'd like to find out, though.
On flat ground, that's a good question. I don't
flat
know.
Flat ground, because it would take me a while to get started. She's out of the block. I don't know if I'd catch her in 200 meters.
And Team USA men's basketball against Brazil in the quarterfinals. Kevin Durant, now the all-time leading U.S. Olympic scorer. It was a breeze. 122-87, I believe, was the final there.
Something like that.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, we kicked their ass. It was never in.
We kicked their ass.
We dominated.
U.S. now meets Nikola Jokic and Serbia in the semis. They rallied past Australia in overtime after trailing by as many as 24 points. The other semi pits Germany and France. The Germans beat Greece, and the French upset Canada.
Yeah, that was a big deal. Canada was supposed to be like, they got SGA and got Dylan Brooks on that squad. Yeah,
so those
good
games, I believe, are Thursday morning, the semis.
Yeah.
The Hot 5 at 5 brought to you by Victor Rico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Order now at victorricos.com. The Steed Cream Roper Name Game Part 2, College Football Edition, is next on The Fan. Hey, it's Rop. But you already knew that, right? Well, most of you did, because, you know, I'm on here every day. But anyway, sticking around for Window Nation. Hot out there, and cooling your house is more expensive than ever, so at Window Nation, when they have the two windows, buy two windows, get two windows free deal going on, they've actually added to that in August to try to get you to pick up the phone or just make that appointment online at windownation.com. So the theme last month was buy two windows, get two windows free, pay nothing with no interest for two full years. That is still going this August, but if you book your appointment by August 31st to just get a free no obligation quote, you don't have to go through with it, but just have them out. They'll quote you. If you do that before August 31st, you're now going to get an additional $250 credit. So it's a great time to update the windows in your home. You'll save money on your energy bills as well. So to book that consult, just go to windownation.com, or you can call them at 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. They can install your windows in a day or less. It'll be easy. And their windows all come with a lifetime warranty. So again, 866-90-NATION. Visit windownation.com. And please tell them you heard it from Isaac on 1080 The Fan.
Grass.
All right. It is time
back in my
for something very special.
Football pants are getting all tight.
They should be.
My spandex.
Standing in the huddle.
It is time for the Steed Cream Roper name game. Part two. The first part was baseball edition. This is college football name game edition.
By the way, someone tweeted me. You know, they got the new college, the NCAA college football game. Where's my money? Because apparently, you know, it generates players for you to recruit. One of our listeners has gotten one Al Sukanik to sign with, of all teams.
I saw this.
Minnesota.
Al?
Al.
Who's that?
It's just
Do you have an uncle named Al?
They just come up with... They randomly come up with names.
Do you get partial NIL for that?
So Al Sukanik is a right guard. He's out of Lakeville, Minnesota. He's 6'1", 311. He's a three-star recruit. And apparently, he's got a haircut like Schultze. And here's where I know he's not related to me. There's no way in hell that a Sukanik would go play for that freaking row the boat dip out there in Minnesota. It ain't happening. Yeah, look. Al Sukanik. Where's my NIL? Just out there. My guess is they just have a database of people that played college football. But, yeah. Al Sukanik.
He doesn't look like a Sukanik.
Well, he's got hair, but I had hair back then, too.
But that's a real name. What? Wait, is it?
Well, Al isn't, but...
Yeah, it actually isn't a real name.
No, there's no Al.
So we're already 0 for 1. All right, Buckley.
Well, the way this is going to work, I have a top 25 list of names. About half are real, about half are fake. You will have to determine between the two of you which are which.
And that's for this
upcoming
year?
College football season.
Okay.
First name on the list, real or fake, Fox Crater.
Fox Crater. I'm going to say that's real because it just doesn't sound like it's like
Oh. Wait, I mean, are we competing against each other?
No, you're competing together. You're trying to get more than half. You need 13 to get better than 50%.
What if I don't agree with my partner? I think it's fake.
Well, then you can keep your own scores.
I don't think Fox Creator sounds made up.
I do.
All right.
Well, where does that leave us?
I'll defer to Sukanik on this.
Nah, that's a real name.
Correct. He's a University of Oregon offensive lineman, Fox Creator.
Wait.
Oh, really?
What?
That's correct. How about next one, Javensky Schlonbaker?
Come on.
I so want someone to be named Javensky Schlonbaker. That's got to be real,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm going to go real. You That's can't make got, that
you
up.
You can't make up Schlonbreaker or whatever. That's real.
It actually, I'm sorry, I mispronounced it as Javensky Schlenbaker. He is a running back for Washington State.
Hell yeah. Go Cougs.
My new favorite Coug.
You guys are 2 for 2. How about General Booty?
He's real. I actually know
General
Booty.
Yeah, no, that's a real guy. He's a quarterback, isn't he?
Well, he used
that's
to,
correct.
He used to be at Oklahoma, but I think he transferred.
Quarterback for Louisiana Monroe.
See one of the in the long line of booties?
Booties.
Well, John the, David
there was
Booty.
John David, and then there was another one, too. I don't know. I just I remember him being a deal at Oklahoma, but Oklahoma's got a big-time quarterback. So General Booty had to move it on down the road. Do you say the Raging Cajuns?
I think they're the Warhawks.
You know what his
Louisiana
middle...
Lafayette is Raging Cajuns. Louisiana Monroe is the Warhawks.
You know what his middle name is?
General.
Because his real name is General. His middle name is Axel.
General Axel Booty?
Yeah.
Man. It would sound better if it was Axel General Booty. It's got a weird ring to it.
It does. It's like a very average booty.
Why did they name their kid General?
That's a great question.
It's like you ever seen the Saturday Night Live sketch, Colonel Angus?
Yeah, that's a great bit. Kind of Langus.
All right, next one. How about Flash Morton?
Flash Morton? Again, that sounds real. Sounds real. Flash Morton?
Yeah, it feels like something you'd make up.
All right, we'll go made up. We'll go fake.
It's correct. I made
nice.
It up.
Oh. We're perfect.
All right, let's go with Thunder Keck.
Yikes. Keck, spell Keck.
K-E-C-K.
That means it's fake because you had to think about it. You don't have it written down. Boom. Fake.
Fake.
No,
damn
I,
it!
I faked you out. He's an edge rusher for Stanford. Thunder Keck.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. Look
name.
Him up.
Thunder Keck.
How about Blue Green?
Blue Green.
Probably real, don't you think?
Why not? I'll go real. Blue Green.
Yeah.
No, I made that one up. How about mobility?
That's going
to
be real.
No way.
Someone's parents are doing bits.
Their last name is Billity? I've never heard of the name Billity. I'm going to go fake. Damn it!
It is M-O-H space. Billity is B-I-L-I-T-Y. He's a defensive back for Rice.
Boy, there's some parents out there again. You're just, at some point, you're just doing bits. Your last name is Billity, and you're like, let's name your kid Mo.
All right, let's move on to Derealist Clark.
Well, there was DeColdest to ever do it. I remember that kid.
Yeah, I think this is his brother.
Derealist?
Derealist Clark.
I want it to be real. I want someone who was like, when their kid was born, was like, this dude, my kid's Derealist. I'm going with real. Yeah, yeah, let's go with Derealist.
Let's go.
That's correct. He's a wide receiver for Defiance College.
Oh, my gosh. And can I? No offense to anyone that plays for Defiance College, but it's hard to be Derealist and you're playing for Defiance College. It's one thing like that. I think that DeColdest kid like went to Nebraska. He was like a big-time recruit. So if you got some badass name and then you go play at Tallahassee JUCO, at least like Thunder Keck's at Stanford.
What about Darock Robinson?
Darock? I like where we're going with that. Again, that sounds real to me. That doesn't sound too out there. I'm taking, I'm going real.
That one is fake. But DeChosen Lewis.
DeChosen. It's LeBron's name. DeChosen. I'll defer to you on this. You can de-choose DeChosen.
What's his last name?
Lewis.
DeChosen.
Fake.
That's correct. That's a fake one. Let's move on to
Come
Fat
on to
Watts.
Fat Watts? Definitely real.
Yeah, Fat Watts is real.
P-H-A-T. Yes.
That's right. From a wide receiver from Tulane.
Hell yeah.
Right.
Next one is Ricardo.
God, Sham God? Ricardo. I like where we're going with Ricardo.
I think that's real.
I want this to be real. So, I'll tell you.
Nope, that is fake. Mm. And next is Hammer McCourty.
No, it's 100% real.
Yeah, and he's white.
Hammer.
That's also fake.
Damn it.
God.
Jaden Muskrat.
These are great.
It's our Jaden Muskrat. Well, again, you're throwing me because it's like you're smart enough not to put the two dumb names together. Because, like, Muskrat, that could be a real. I'm going to go real. I'm going to say Jaden Muskrat's a tight end somewhere.
I would have said fake.
He's an O lineman for
real?
Auburn.
Okay.
Oh, I see a real program.
Next is King Large.
It's badass.
That sounds real.
It's a badass name. I'll go real with you, King Large.
O lineman SMU. Falcon Speed.
No. Well,
there can't be a Falcon Speed, can there?
I can see some dad.
Whose last name is Speed?
Yeah. Or some dad. Yeah, the last name's Speed, and it's like, oh, I got it, babe.
Falcon. You're naming your kid Falcon? Boy, what if that kid turns out to just be a fat tub? Your name's Falcon Speed, and you're like 320 with man boobs. Gosh, I don't know. I'll go real. Falcon Speed, why not?
Falcon Speed is a fake name. How about Jamaximus Holland?
Sounds real.
Yeah, sounds real. Jamaximus?
That's not even that.
That is a fake name.
For hell's sakes.
Next is Elite Wiggins.
Ooh.
I'm getting my ass kicked here.
No, you're better than me at this.
Elite Wiggins?
I think real.
Nah, I'm going fake.
What are we doing?
I'm taking fake.
Okay, we'll go with fake.
That's correct. It's fake.
Yes. Next, in your face.
Next one I have is Chief Borders.
I don't know. That sounds real to me. I'm going to go real.
Yeah.
Chief Borders?
Real.
I can see that.
Linebacker, Nebraska.
Boom.
Jasper Cockburn.
Got to be real.
Jasper Cockburn.
Tell me that's real.
It's fantastic. I want it to be real.
Jasper Cockburn is fake.
Damn it. Is it? In my mind.
I bet it's not.
Yeah.
There's probably a Jasper Cockburn out there. Maybe in England.
He's going to call from Manchester. The show.
There's a Rooster Cockburn. Why can't there be a Jasper Cockburn?
Next one is Action Jackson.
What, the old Carl Weathers movie? Someone's dumb enough to name their kid Action Jackson. Someone's a big Carl. Yeah, I'm going real.
Real.
That's a fake one. Next, I have Dude Person.
That sounds like you doing. That's a Buckley bit.
See,
it's a Buckley bit.
No, I'm gonna go. I'll go real. I'm saying Dude Person is real.
Fake.
Dude Person is real.
What?
It's a defensive back for Central Arkansas. Dude Person.
Someone named their kid Dude. Dude Person.
Let's see. I have three more for you. Let's check in on how many you have correct. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Oh, you're already at 13. You've already got better than 50%. But to round out the final three, I have Tupac Washington.
Surely there's a kid named Tupac.
Yeah, but at this point, I mean, it's been long enough. There'll be some Tupacs coming. There's a lot of Shaqs and Kobes. Yeah, I'm going
That's
real.
That is not real.
For hell's sakes.
How about Cookie Baker?
Yeah, I'm sticking real again. These all sound believable to me. I think Cookie Baker plays in the secondary somewhere.
That's another fake name. And finally for you, I have Memorable Factor.
Guaranteed, 100%, stone cold, lock it up, throw away the key, that's real.
I'll go with Rob.
Linebacker for Duke.
Let's go.
Memorable Factor goes to Duke.
That's my new favorite player.
He responded to this tweet thread of real player names saying, I'm so honored to make this first team All-American names team for the third straight year.
I think I'm going with Thunder Keck. As my favorite. Good old Thunder Keck.
What was the last guy's name again?
Memorable Factor.
Yeah, that's my guy.
And I'm disappointed that there's no Cockburn and there's no Cookie Baker. If I created a player on NCAA football, it would be Cookie Baker. Not enough dudes named Cookie out there.
A couple I left off that were real ones. Parker Titsworth. That's a real name. It's just someone's name. And let's see, Pig Cage is another one.
Oh, all right.
That's a real name?
Yep. Demon Clowney is another real name.
Someone named their kid Pig?
I think it's one of those, it's Pig in the Media Guide. It's like Magic Johnson. I think it was something else, but like Kool-Aid, Bucky Irving was Marquise.
Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Yeah, like that.
Well, that is the Steed Cream Roper Name Game Part 2 College Football Edition for 2024. Potential surprise conference champions. Next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
On the Fan. Yeah. Just 18 sleeps to the first college football game between Florida State and Georgia Tech.
Yeah!
I'm going to update that every day now.
I like it.
And then we're going to be thoroughly disappointed when Florida State and Georgia Tech actually play.
Florida State beats them by 40. But
because it's Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
And to some extent, Florida State.
I think Georgia Tech has a new coach, though.
Although, isn't that DJ Uiagalelei?
Yes.
Isn't
that's correct.
There?
Which, if I'm a Florida State fan...
DJ Uiagalelei.
I mean,
yeah,
he's fine,
he was not...
he's never been. He wasn't great at Clemson. He wasn't great at Oregon State. He's not bad. He's just not... You know,
well, I think the thought was that Jonathan Smith and that offense would be a good fit.
Yeah.
And it was fine.
Exactly. He's the definition of fine. And there's better weapons at Florida State, and they will be fine. I just don't think that he is,
I hate Florida State. Can I just say that on the radio?
You hate Florida State?
I do. I'm over them.
Okay.
I don't like them.
No problem with
I like their coach,
Florida State.
But I just don't. That program needs to go away.
Hmm. By the way, Georgia Tech, Brett Key took them over. They went 4-4, 7-6, so trending in the right direction.
Didn't know that. They were a winning team last year?
7-6, yeah. So I know some people down there think that that he's going to do a good job. But again, sneaky, Georgia Tech is the hardest program to win in the country because of the academic standards. They do not have any sort of arts degrees. So in Stanford and like Vanderbilt and places, if you can get in and qualify, they can kind of funnel you into some lesser majors. You can at Georgia Tech. You have to take engineering classes. And I guess it's just a meat grinder of all meat grinders.
Have you ever heard of 247 Sports?
I have heard of 247 Sports.
Well, they have a guy who put together the dark horse list of conference championship picks.
Okay.
For the upcoming season.
Okay.
This is in the ACC, Big 12, Big 10, and SEC. Of course, that's the Power Four. But you probably knew that.
I do knew that.
You do knew that.
I do.
Can we clip that?
I knew that.
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna need that one. Big 12, he has the Central Florida Knights.
Okay.
Plus 800.
Mr. Key's former team.
Gus Malzahn.
I kind of forget that Gus is there.
And he has, I guess they got a bunch of transfers there.
Sure.
Malzahn went to the portal.
Yeah.
And he got the quarterback out of Arkansas, KJ Jefferson, which is a nice little dual threat fit for Malzahn and his offense. But come on, UCF's not winning the Big 12.
I wouldn't think so, but there's not a lot of true powerhouses in the Big 12. I mean, Utah is a good team. I think they're favored to win it. But, you know, it'd be one thing if you said that you were favored to win the SEC or the Big 10. I would laugh. But the Big 12 is doable. There is not a traditional power there. The only thing about transfers that kind of scares me is that if you hit the transfer portal hard, the portal can use it to fill in holes, but I'm not convinced that you can fill up a big portion of your roster and have these championship level seasons. It's just there's a reason why those kids are in the portal to begin with, especially to a place like Central Florida. It's one thing if you're like Alabama and you're pulling, because that means you're pulling from places like Louisville and Central Florida. But Central Florida isn't pulling these elite athletes from great schools. If anything, they're pulling up or they're making lateral moves. I'm not convinced of that.
Arizona? Now that's a good one.
Yeah.
Because Brent Brennan's a good coach.
Yeah, he did a nice job at San Jose State.
And they have playmakers.
Yep. I think old T-Mac, though, I guess he's battling some health problems. But they kept their best receiver. They kept Fafita, their big quarterback. They lost a lot, though, that came with them. And that's a whole new staff. That's one of those that I just...
A lot of experience on defense, it says.
Do they a lot coming back?
That's what it says.
All right.
Watch out. Yeah. Plus 1,200, they are.
Okay. They won 10 games last year? But again, that's weird because you won 10 games, but you lost a lot of your significant players, your entire coaching staff. I don't know how much of that, translates.
I do know that.
I like the
you sound so confident.
I like the tone of that.
The tone is great.
It was kind of a whisper, so I had to boost it, and it sounds funny.
I do know that.
I do.
You're so regal.
Yes. I am an ignorant boob.
With your words.
Yeah. Bit of a wordsmith myself. Screw the learned people. No.
Apparently, did you know that Arizona is playing Kansas State in Manhattan, and it's a non-conference game?
Did they have it scheduled?
They had it on the books, and they didn't want to.
Yeah,
that's odd.
I didn't know they were doing that.
Well, I don't think most people are, but I mean, so it's a conference game that is not it's a no counties.
It was a previously set non conference game and will not factor into the standings.
You would think that they would just
put it in the standings.
Put it in the standings, or just, you know, reschedule that. Like, leave that game alone. Let it be a conference game, and then allow both those teams to go out and schedule some patsy. It's very strange.
Do they really know what they're doing over there in the Big 12?
I don't know. I like their leadership. I like that the Big 12 is forward thinking. I do, because they were dead in the water. So I have some respect for them.
Well, if they were forward thinking, they'd fix that.
It does seem a bit clunky. Yes.
These are Power Four conference championship picks. Dark horses. ACC, NC State plus 600.
What does NC State have going on?
Well, they have a coach, so that's good.
That is good.
His name is Dave Doran. They have Grayson McCall, the Coastal Carolina quarterback.
Oh, is this his first year? Was he there last year?
I think it's his first year.
Okay.
Returning wideout Kevin Concepcion, which is a great name, and ex-Duke running back Jordan Waters, or perhaps Waiters. They think that's going to be a pretty high powered offensive attack there.
We went 9-4 with the bowl game last year. So
yeah. Watch out for them.
9-win team.
No one cares about them, so they'll sneak up on people.
Yeah, they lost to Notre Dame. They lost a close one to Louisville. got bludgeoned by Duke, and lost to Kansas State. Okay.
Also on the list, Virginia Tech plus 1,000.
I know not, like the AC, it is so weird. Like the ACC, do you pay any attention to ACC football?
Well, I consider myself a little bit of an ACC savant.
Yeah, you?
Yeah.
It's a dadgum mistake.
And what I can tell you is that they are the Hokies.
Mm-hmm.
They do indeed play in Virginia.
Blacksburg.
7-6 last year.
And they return more starters than any other Power Conference team.
Okay. Well, then I see where people are going with sleeper on that. You win 7 games, you bring everyone back. Do they have any of their, it's like their little stats? Like, who's their big stud they've got?
Their little stats.
Well, I'm like, do they have someone that maybe you've...
maybe there's a little stepladder that you can go find those little stats.
Well, you know, a lot of times...
Maybe it's time to grab a hold of your little stepladders and go ahead and climb out of my ass for a while.
You know, Virginia Tech's one of those places that you'll look up and someone that you've heard of, like, who was like... they had an Oregon quarterback there. Was
Braxton Burmeister.
Yeah, like all of a sudden you look up, or remember, like, Texas Tech had Tyler Shuck.
God dang, what do you think?
You look up and you're like, oh, yeah, that's what happened to that guy. He ends up at Virginia Tech.
Who else? Those are the two from the ACC. Oh, so they have two from each conference. Okay, when we come back, I'll give you the Big Tens. Who do you think the Big Ten's going to be? Dark Horse, conference champion.
Dark Horse.
So plus, this team is plus 750 and the other team is plus 3,300.
I wonder if, like, would USC be considered one?
I was thinking, haven't we talked about how easy Rutgers' schedule is? Could they be the 3,300 one?
And then the other one is maybe, I don't know how much of a dark horse, but, you know, Duke, if Iowa just manages to score 20 points a game, Iowa's going to be problematic.
You fool.
What?
When's the last time they scored 20 points in a game?
They've got a new offense. Hello?
I mean, come on. I'm actually going to look that up. I don't know when the last... Well, they probably bludgeoned some...
They bludgeoned somebody.
I'm going to say Big Ten game.
Yeah.
20 points.
I'm going to be so sad if my favorite sweatshirt is my punt sweatshirt. Do I... If they end up with a real offense,
juggernaut.
Do I have to retire the punt sweatshirt?
Never.
Or am I allowed to keep wearing it in honor of the greatness of the 2023... Really, like the 2018 through 2023 Iowa football team.
You realize they scored 10 points against Nebraska and never scored again the rest of the season. They got shut out by Michigan and Tennessee in the bowl game.
I love Iowa.
But
it's my favorite college football team.
Penn State also shut them out. So basically any good team shut them out.
Yeah.
But they scored 20 against Purdue.
Okay.
26 against Michigan State. 22 against Rutgers.
How much of that was like, did we have some defensive special teams touchdowns and mixed in there?
Probably.
Yeah.
But that's not...
Hey, points are points,
beggars,
baby.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Points are points.
Yeah, we'll find out if it is Iowa coming up next. Also, two dark horses from the SEC. It is 544 on the fan. Find me a girl. Can we power rank Sook's great word salad clips?
No, sure.
Do you have a favorite?
Germany's a great city.
I'd feel like a total idiot.
That's one of my favorites.
I like that one.
I say that a lot in my own life. Yeah, like, God, I feel like a total idiot.
I digged a little bit.
I do knew that. I'll tell you what. I know that's early, and so you get a little like recency bias.
Yeah.
But on just the tone of that, that's I'm likey. I do knew that. I'm likey that.
Much ado about not a whole lot of nothing.
My favorite.
Did we just get another one there? I'm likey that. Let's add that to the list.
I'm likey that.
This is much ado about not a whole lot of nothing.
That's a great one.
That was in the drops contest.
It's quite a many days. What is the freaking Texans doing?
A classic.
Yeah, it's classic.
Yeah, you pretty are.
But the confidence of this last one. I do knew that.
I do knew that.
Yeah, I'm going to be
good. I did.
I'm going to be pulling that one for a while.
Okay, so we've got the potential surprise conference champions, each league. This is from 24/7 Sports. ACC, they list NC State and Virginia Tech. The Big 12, they went with Central Florida and Arizona. Mm-hmm. In the Big Ten, you guessed Iowa, and you would be correct. Yeah. Iowa plus 3,300.
Yeah.
They say they do not have the much weaker Big Ten West division to take advantage of anymore. However, their schedule sets up well. Iowa does travel to Ohio State, but does not face any an opponent with better odds to win the conference title the rest of the way.
Yeah, and Iowa just traditionally, I mean, you know they're going to play good defense. You know they're going to run the ball. You know they're going to have good special teams. You just have to find an offense, and that's, I know that's easier said than done, but I don't know if that's necessarily a dark horse. It would be because the number two and number three team in the country are there. I'd also have to look and see when's the last time a real dark horse won conference championships, because in all honesty, it just doesn't happen very much. And this is why I said maybe the Big 12, because when you're looking at the SEC and you're looking at the Big 10, you just don't. It's hard to knock off Georgia and Alabama, and it's really hard to knock off Ohio State, Michigan, and Oregon. I mean, that's just a nut grinder.
Utah did it, right?
Yeah, Utah's won the pack.
Yeah.
But again, I would make the argument that when they were winning that, no offense to Oregon and Washington at the time, but there's the difference between winning those Pac-12 titles and
winning an SEC title.
And winning an SEC title or winning a Big Ten title. And you saw Utah that never really did great in those bowl games, by the way. They lost in those Rose Bowls. And I know that there are some injuries there, but, you know, Utah was a good team. They weren't a championship team. They just weren't. Which is why I said, if you want a dark horse, I would bet on the Big 12, or if you want a side of the ACC, I just don't see it happening in the SEC or the Big 10. I'd honestly have to look back when the last time we had a dark horse champion in the SEC.
Well, that's a good question, actually. You're probably going to have a hard time finding that, because I don't think a lot of things are listed by odds, you know, like preseason odds.
Yeah.
But I would be curious to know that as well.
I'll look and see.
I don't think you're going to find that.
I do know that. Well, like, I mean, for instance, just like in the Big Ten, right? I mean, I guess Michigan State, right? That would probably be one. Although those Michigan State teams were good, I'm guessing that would be considered an upset.
Did they win the league?
Yeah, they won the league in 2015.
Oh, that's right. They went to the playoff.
Yeah.
Playoff.
Yeah. That would be the one. And even though Michigan State had it rolling there for a little bit, those were good Michigan State teams. In fact, I think Michigan State, if I'm not remembering this incorrectly, I think they won two during that stretch. But other than that, I mean, it's the closest thing you could say is, like, is Wisconsin or Michigan State a dark horse? You're maybe. And then in the SEC, I mean, maybe Auburn. But again, is Auburn really a, is Auburn when they won the national title?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to see the preseason odds. The other one in the Big Ten is Michigan plus 750, which, again, I don't get this one.
Yeah, I mean, I do knew that. I just think that is one of the more, what would you say? I think that's one of the more polarizing teams in the country. If you asked me, are they going to win or are they going to end up with five losses, I would go five losses.
100%.
Yeah. I think that's a team that could.
I think people are jocking them for really no tangible reasons.
Well, the tangible reason is they won the national title. They have a really good defensive line coming back. They've been recruiting well, and they're Michigan.
Yeah, I just think
recency bias.
The coach is unproven. He's in hot water now.
Yeah,
come on. They probably don't have a quarterback. Although they
sounds like they're just going to do a big old a rugby scrum. They're going to play multiple, and it doesn't even sound like two.
Oh, dear.
There may be three guys.
That never works.
Block, cocked, ready to rock.
Taking a whack at that.
And then the two in the SEC, surprise or dark horse conference champions, they're listing Tennessee plus 1,800. A lot of people jocking the Vols, widely underrated.
Well, and they've got that Nico kid that's supposed to be – you know, it's supposed to be the real deal. You know, he was that $7 or $8 million NIL kid.
Good luck pronouncing his last name.
Yeah, I'm not even going to make the attempt.
Edge rusher James Pierce is back. And if they can survive an early road test at Oklahoma in week four, they could start to build momentum for matchups against Alabama and Georgia later in the season.
Well, and Tennessee the last couple of years they've been really good. I mean, that's a legit program.
Yeah, Heupel's a good coach.
Yeah, but isn't that saying something that Tennessee is considered a dark horse?
A dark horse,
Tennessee.
Yeah. And also Missouri. They've got Missouri at plus 2,300. They have the easiest schedule in the league. They avoid Georgia, LSU, Ole Miss, and Texas.
I mean, but God, I'm looking through. I mean, I'm just looking through the history of the SEC. Just dark horses don't win. They just don't. It is a who's freaking who.
The other thing about Missouri,
dominant teams.
They have a experienced quarterback, Brady Cook, and the perhaps best receiver in college football in Luther Burden.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting. I mean, I'll tell you what.
Good coach, too.
Even though...
I hate to say that, but it's true.
Yeah. Like, it would be interesting to see, and with the playoff, I guess it really doesn't matter because we're going to see new blood in the playoff anyways. And even though Tennessee or a team like that, is there a huge difference between Georgia and Alabama and Tennessee? It would still be nice to see a team like that win. If you could have a thing where, I don't know, Oklahoma State wins the Big 12, or I don't know, just like you mentioned, Central Florida. And then in the SEC, you had Tennessee win. And in the ACC, you had North Carolina State win. And in the Big 10, you had Iowa win. I think that's interesting because those other teams, the powerhouses, are going to end up in the playoff anyways.
Yeah.
I just hope that we get some of those and that the playoff isn't LSU, Alabama, Georgia, who's another SEC, just dominant powerhouse, maybe it would be Tennessee.
I mean, the next one after that, I would say Florida, but they're kind of down.
But, that, and then the Big Ten, it'd be Ohio State, Michigan, Oregon, and Penn State. And then Florida State out of the ACC. Like, if that's the playoff, there's going to be a little bit like, well,
yeah.
Yeah. give me like three. I know we'll get a group of five team, but give me three or four teams that I wouldn't necessarily expect, so that I've got a little bit of a Rocky Rudy underdog thing to root for, as opposed to just it's like Notre Dame, like Notre Dame's in there again. It's like I need some underdog. Give me someone to root for. Give me the Michigan State.
I saw somebody did a mock one today and said that Memphis, they had Memphis playing Oregon in the first round.
Okay.
Because Memphis was the highest group of five.
Group of five.
So you could root for them to get
beat
by 30.
I know Beav Coug fan have been asking this question. I've seen it like kicked around. You don't qualify for that.
Dark horses in the Pac-12?
They don't qualify for a group of five. The only way that the Cougs or Beavs would get in is if they were just an at-large berth. They are not.
They have to be ranked in the top, 12?
Yeah, they would, and basically they would just have to be selected. So you get the automatic berths, which obviously you're not a part of, and then from the group of or from the Power Four, and then the highest ranked group of five champion, but that can't be you because you're not part of the group of five. You're independent. So it's like Notre Dame is the same way. Notre Dame, the only way Notre Dame gets in is by Notre Dame just being selected as one of the at large. So that's a Oregon State and Washington State are not going to be selected. So,
well, turns out you do knew that.
I do knew that. I do.
The club is next. Sphere News and a fake restaurant fooling everyone. 6 o'clock on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.